Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, we are back for another installment of No Filter Radio with Battle Rap's Pam and Gina. I am Jaquise J. I am half of the party. And then we have Miko Nicole, which is our Pam. Miko, you there? You live and direct, mama? I'll hear her. I got it. Miko?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, mommy.
Yes, I'm here. And you numbered all that.
All that, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I see your number. I just have to make sure we got your mic up.
I know, because my number looks funny now.
It, you know what? I'm looking. I called in with my with my grandmother's phone, so I can still stay on FaceTime with somebody that's being a brat. But
really,
it's an 832 number. I am, but it's an 832 number, and I'm looking at the number. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this?
Get your
it's
butt
me.
Ass home.
It's my dumbass. Yeah, it's me. So this week of with Pam and Gina, we're talking about the divide. So that's going to be amongst leagues, groups, and even like movements. So that would include like the divide between like Coochie Gang, and we had some other females that felt like they started that, even though it was called
which they
something
didn't,
else.
But okay.
It was called Kitty Gang. But no
okay.
Good or shade. I think we all can work together. So have an like have a thing where they want to bump
it. It wouldn't be our show. It really wouldn't be a show if there was no shade. I mean, it really wouldn't be. We wouldn't be true
really,
to ourselves
no,
if
this
it
is
was
what
no
it is.
Shade.
It wouldn't, but no, it wouldn't have been shade with us. For some reason, they felt like we were trying to shade them, and we were completely oblivious to them having a movement. No diss. Coochie Gang is still Coochie Gang. Coochie Gang is now affiliated with the War Report, so shout out to that. We are going to make sure we are attached there. We are going to be one of the outlets for the fans all over. So if you have ideas, if you want to see certain things, as long as it's reasonable, we'll be sure to feed that to the War Report, and then they can feed that to URL if we want to see a lot of these things. So that's that. But then it's also the division amongst leagues. To my understanding, this weekend alone, it's like, what, 4 to 6 events or something?
Like
all in
20
like
million.
The area. 20 million different people are putting on cards this week in particular. And I want to say they're all doing it the same day. I want to say February 20th because I've seen Coliseum and I've seen The Trap and I've seen We Go Hard. And I think somebody else said it was another one as well. I'm not.
Well, no. The Trap is on Sunday. The Coliseum
okay.
is on Saturday. And We Go Hard is next week. So for once, all three of us, we got it together. Ours is on Sunday,
okay.
We Go Hard next week, and Coliseum's on Saturday. So we good as far as that's concerned. But I think that there's a whole bunch of other ones going on next weekend that's really congested. I think there's about like...
Oh, that is true, yeah. February 27th, which is my birthday,
right.
FY fucking guy. Okay.
Right, February 27th, there's We Go Hard, there's RBE. There's a couple of events going on next weekend. So it's really getting congested, and it's kind of not fair to the fans because it's like
this is
at the end of the day, we have to choose who we want to go see. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to decide because we want to see one person, but then, you know, we want to go see this person, but it's on the same day. And you know how black people are. It doesn't start on time, so it's not even like you can go to one event and catch it at another event because everybody works on BPT.
So before we dive more into battle rap, somebody inboxed me. This is Frankie. He's in one of the battle rap groups and amongst I just want to talk on this because this is hip hop and battle rap is a important part of hip hop. I do want to just say shout out to Kendrick Lamar for his performance. If anybody caught the Grammys, I want to say he definitely did the Black of the Berry joint and he did it and he was like breaking chains and he moved back to his roots. Everybody isn't well in some form. We all move back to Africa, but. Yeah, I mean, we do, though. And he definitely made us, he took a stance on a very public forum, and that's for all, and I'm not, no shade to other, like, races, but I'm very proud to see somebody that's black that represented us so well, and so I have to give him kudos. I have to take the time to say that. So Frankie wanted to say that he thinks it was very, I don't know what his stance was on it. It was just something very negative, I think. I don't think he liked it. He said it was too much choreographed dancing, which he completely missed the important part about what the performance was. Yes, Tuesday.
No, he did a really good job. That was probably the only thing I think I watched.
I was, for me, because I actually was out yesterday, so when I got home, it was over, but I had DVR'd it. I completely fast-forward through everything until I got to
his
performance. I watched it, I loved it, and then I went to sleep. So we're rocking with that. That's how we're rocking. So The Divide, let's talk about Coochie Gang for a second, because everybody, Nico put a blog, but it was only on Unbiased, but since we are listened to
online,
all the other groups, yeah, right. We're live and we're in different groups, and everybody tunes in. Coochie Gang, it's the word coochie might be like jarring for some, but
which
I mean,
I don't understand why
just,
everyone has one.
People
loves
are
them.
Like they have earmuffs when it's not appropriate for them, but they are fine with saying coochie, bitch, hoe, and suck a dick, but they can't.
But coochie
just
is
makes
just
them like
so
it just makes their skin crawl like for some reason. So. Gang is a female empowerment movement more so anything. It gives the female fan backing, and we promote as much, and we want to let everybody know that our voice is just as strong and just as prevalent as the man. Our knowledge is just as prevalent, if not more sometimes, a lot of times. Let me not be modest here. Let me be cocky.
Yeah, I'm going to let you say
the
clean version. And I'm going to say the raw
version. Not for the most part, but I know the ones that are affiliated with Coochie Gang for a fact. Watch that rap every time something drops. We are completely in tune with what's going on. And this is not just based out of New York League, because we're in tune with what's happening down here. Shout out to New Orleans Battle League. They had a battle this past weekend that, to my understanding, was a complete success for the event. So shout out to Southern Battle Rap. But they throw shade at females, and they try to actually strip power from our voices and our opinions. And Coochie Gang is there to say, no, we are valuable to the culture as well. We're not just eye candy, because most of them are cute. Shout out to Morgan, Brittany, and Nico. Those are my cocoa beauties with the cakes. Shout out to Ashcat. She's my light skin with the cakes. Those are my beautiful women. And it's a lot of other beautiful women. Shout out to Shara Davis. She's a female as well. She has that Drop 30 radio, and then Move. She pushes like clothing and all the other things dealing with battle rap. And I know for a fact that all of these women have offered intelligent dialogue about battle rap, and that is what Coochie Gang stands on. We are here for a very positive image for you guys to know that females actually fuck with the culture. We completely support and promote the culture, and we're not just here to be some. They pass us off as groupies because we might look good. And we can't help that we have good genes. I'm sorry. Talk to Jesus and my mama and my daddy, because that has nothing to do with me. I was born this way. I can't change that. I think we have pretty bomb-ass personalities as well. So shout out. For the ones that I know personally, they are very pleasant. We ain't some rude bitches. And you would think we would be, but we're not. So Coochie Gang is for that. There's a divide amongst genders, and then there's a divide amongst movements. Mm-hmm. When I think that if we all unite, we can move together to put battle rap where we would all like it to be. If we are true fans, then we should want to do something for the better of the entire culture versus we're competing with each other. Everybody has a crab in the fucking barrel mentality. I don't want to see you make it out if I'm not making it out, so I'm going to pull you down with me. We're going to both stay at the bottom of the fucking bucket, opposed to making sure everybody does what they're supposed to do. That's my professional, my PG, politically correct response for the shade and the hate that we get. I'm going to let Nico do her spill, because I love when she does it, because you know I'm full support of it. So I love when the shit gets crazy on Nico. So go ahead, mommy.
I've been trying to be calm, and I've been trying to not be as nasty about it. But you know I don't care. Y'all know I don't care. I really don't care. But, yeah, like what Jaquise said was really just like, you know, the watered-down version. We pretty much really don't give a damn what you guys think. We're not going to, like, not to, like, I don't know if you noticed, like, sometimes in our bias in other groups, like me or Morgan, we'll post pictures of ourselves and we'll post pics of stuff because we're not dumb. We know that battle rap is a majority of men. Like, we're not stupid, and we know that we look good. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to make myself feel like crap because you look like a school bus. Like, I'm not going to not love myself because you're ugly and fat and disgusting and fluffy. Like, the rest of some of you. Like, the rest
and
of
your wives.
Of
because
females,
this is, you know what's funny, though? I will say this. I will add this.
In this thing.
It's men more than anything that you would think it'd be some hating ass females. Like, it's some hating ass females. But it's a lot of men that throw shit.
It's a lot of men that have never masturbated before that have no idea what coming feels
or
like.
They're laying
so
next to a booger wolf. So they're laying next to, no shade to your wives, but I mean, hey.
No, mad shade to your wives because I've seen some of your wives and they're hideous and I completely understand why you would hate us when you have to wake up next to someone who looks like she might chew your arm off if she's hungry. So I get it. I completely understand why you'd be upset. However, we're not going to stop doing what we're doing because you hate yourself and you hate your wife and you hate your sisters. We're never going to stop doing that. I look good, Jaquise look good. I'm never going to stop saying that and I'm never going to stop feeling that. Like, that's never going to stop happening. Ever. Like, I don't care. So, and like Jaquise said, it's really not even so much the females, it's really the men. Like, we get so many hate from men. It's, like, ridiculous. Like, I don't know if you guys want us to, like, kiss you guys, give you guys a hug. Like, I will have scheduled hugs.
The crazy part is, most men only act out when they want attention. But the thing is, we are very nice. We're very sociable. But the thing is, we can't even be too friendly to a lot of you guys because a lot of people take it the wrong way. So we have to then pull back. Like, we have to pull back just because some people don't know how to even receive a friendly gesture. That is when the curve comes out. Everybody mentions my curve in a bias. You don't know me. I am the curve queen. Don't hop in my inbox. I say this on my show all the time. Don't. If you're not talking business, if it's not about a bag, if it's not about money, if it's not about promoting, if it's not asking for my professional opinion on something, don't hop in my inbox because I don't have time.
You can always have my mic. That doesn't mean I'm going to respond to you. You can gladly post up there.
Oh, no, they hop, and then they get curved. And then everybody says, I'm like, oh, she's such a – I'm the curve queen. I'm going to curve the shit out. I'm going to be polite about it. Nico just dropped 30, Morgan. Rick, shout out to Key Lolo, man. That's my baby, Morgan Brittany, for the Facebook love. That's my Key Lolo. And she said, Nico dropped 30. Look, for the it's going to be that ugly. It's just something about them that is just like a self. I promote self-love. If you follow my personal Facebook page, self-love is a motherfucker. You won't attack other people when you are secure in yourself and the way that you're moving. If you feel like you're not enough for yourself, do not in turn try and bring someone else's brand, value, or self-love down because it makes you look stupid.
And that makes you know you are it makes you look uglier. Than your mom. It makes you look uglier than your baby
mother.
That's what it makes you. It makes you look uglier than your baby mother. That's what it does, okay? Forget bringing you down. Forget all that other self stuff. It makes you look uglier than your baby mama. That's what it makes you look. Like, that's exactly what I think of when I think of people who purposely hate on people for no good reason. Like, you really that ugly that you really want to project it off of something else. Self-love is really the best love. Like, if you hate yourself, I can't imagine how you'd love somebody else if you hate yourself. Like, there's no way.
And that is just our own personal
yourself.
Issue with it. If we take it to a broader spectrum, then we're going to look at the fact that the cards are divided, the leaves are divided, and I get, like, it's certain things people can't put to the side. I guess they have personal rifts with one another, and that's fine. But on a professional level, if we... So common denominator should be to promote the culture as a whole, battle rap as a whole.
It is.
Controversy sells to an extent, but I think that when it's something more unified, when it's like, deal with the shit behind closed doors. I think battle rap is so, it's not as big as we would like it to be, so it's small, and it can have that family thing. Me and my family might beef behind closed doors, but I swear to God, when we step out the door, you would think we are the best fucking army in the world, because can't nobody say nothing to my family while my family is with them. It's not happening. We're moving as a unit. If there's some form of, you laugh, I know you laugh to Facebook, if the cohesion, if we lack, if no nothing cohesive, people move one another. If people understood, female empowerment, like Norris, he keeps wanting to say he want to be coochie gang. I told him he doesn't have a coochie, but he can be an affiliate.
He's not.
Shout
he's
out
not
to the
coochie.
World Report.
No, he's
he,
not
he
coochie.
Can't be
Norris, you are not. Norris, you are not. You are lacking the one thing you need to be a part of it. You are not. I'm sorry. I don't care. He's not. He's not. He is lacking the one
That's
major
right.
thing that he needs to be a part of it. So how the heck? He can be affiliated. He can be, you know, a supporter. You are not coochie, Norris. I'm so sorry. Love you, but no.
Right. This is what
Love
it is. Death. I want everybody to understand. Coochie gang is not to throw shade to any other females that are doing anything. If anything, like Pam and Gina, we're an extension of that. That is just, again, female empowerment. So if you are a female and you fuck with the culture for real, it's more so don't have to go around standing like we do. We're four people and we're the face necessarily. It's just to say we're supporting the females and the females that have a stance and a voice in it, other than the female battle rappers. Which we're going to get
I mean,
to because Nico watched something.
That.
This is like a segue. Go
yes,
ahead.
I did. And listen, I left the humbleness in 2015. I'm going to be honest with you. I really left it in 2015. Like, I really don't care anymore. There's nobody like Coochie Gang. I'm so sorry. Like, I left that whole humble thing in 2015. Like, I'm all for female empowerment. I'm all for that. I love it to death. But no, like... If you can tell me a group of girls right now that don't look like Loch Ness Monsters in battle rap that's doing something like we're doing, then I won't say anything. But if you can't, then, I mean, who are you going to compare us to?
You know, they are going to still compare us to... They take our physical
You can't compare us to Loch Ness Monsters because we're not Loch Ness Monsters. You can't compare us to things that live in a swamp because we don't live in a swamp. We are about something completely different. You know what I'm saying? Like something so different. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, and I'm going to let everyone in on this, a lot of people don't even know how me and you met. People think that we've known each other for years. We met each other and known each other for years. We met on Facebook. We met literally on Facebook.
This is
like,
true. And I'm an energy person, so I'm a Pisces. And I swear when somebody reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to do it because of several posts, and I always talk about battle rap. People even acknowledge, like, oh, you do battle rap from my hometown. People that never even knew, like, you really into this shit. I had people call me like, yo, you really fuck with this shit. And I remember having just a small interaction with Nico, but I can tell for a fact that she wasn't going to bring no garbage and she was going to be honest and genuine and sincere when she was moving. So I'm an energy person. If I still keep up with snakes, I'm going to keep you at a distance. I would definitely fuck with you with, like, a distance. Like, you have to stay away from me. I don't have time for, like, the shenanigans. I'm too old. I had a shorty. You know what I'm saying? I have a kid that I have to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
At the same time, somebody reached out and was like, would you like to do it? And I'm like, I got the perfect girl that I know for a fact will work well with me. And when he was like, well, who? And I'm like, Nico Nicole. And that was in June of last year. It's only been 6-7 months. And we used to think we're like, we didn't know each other
People
from the fucking beginning.
Where we've known each other for years on end. Same thing. Like, we met Morgan. Shout out to Morgan again. We met her the same way. Like, we met her through Facebook, and we became cool, linked up, and we've been cool ever since, you know what I'm saying? So we're not even the type of women to see other women online that look good and hate, because if that was the case, none of us would be friends with each other. We'd all hate each other. But that's not how I move, and that's not how any of the women that I choose to interact with move. I don't like ugly people. I don't like to hang around ugly people because then I'm going to start to look ugly. No, I'm
you know what it is, and it's not even necessarily like the like face thing. It's your attitudes and your dispositions and your approach to life that makes you extremely ugly. So, shout out to those that are positive, pretty gang. Shout out to those that are mature and positive and supportive. I'm about to punch my son.
I'm not gonna pretend like we are the baddest looking women in the entire world. No, that's not true. Shout out to you if you think that though. But I also don't think we're ugly.
I 100%.
And I'm not going to carry myself as such either.
This is true. Now, for the divide of the what I was saying, and this goes for anything, I think. If people chose to move in some type of unity, like, I think battle rap can go a whole lot further, a whole lot faster. Right now, I feel like we're running in place. I got Tallis in the building. Shout out to the World Report. He wants to hop on for a second and just show some love before he gets to making some moves. So I told him I'll put him on. So 301-335, you are on live with Pam and Gina.
Hello, hello to my lovely ladies.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
No ugly gang, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't do ugly over here. Now, let me stop. I was just calling to show y'all love because every time y'all on, I'm going to show y'all love for the rest of y'all life. So I'm calling in. Shout out to the Gucci gang. You already know, whatever y'all need, holler at me. But I'm going to show y'all some love.
Thanks so much for calling, Tar. We appreciate the support.
You're welcome. Now it's time to get back to the money, all right? So y'all be safe.
All right, go take some, man.
Love you.
Love y'all, too.
Wait, Jaquise, while we have a second, I just got to make this shout-out real quick because I think he thinks I'm pussy, and I've never been pussy a day in my life. I'm from Brooklyn.
Talk
hello.
To the nigga.
B. Eric, Mr. Molded, we're over. We're done. It's over. There's no longer me and you. I hope when the footage drops, I hope Fat bodies you, okay? I was supporting you, but now.
I heard they put on a performance, though, in New Orleans.
I don't
so shout out to Southern Battle Rap and New Orleans Battle League.
Nah.
Shout out to B.
Shout out to everybody in Southern Battle Rap except B. Eric.
B. Eric, you must have did something to my girl.
Yeah, he's really going to have to, like, go in. He's going to have to, like, really do something special for me because right now. We're done. D-O-N-E. D-O-N-E.
Oh, I'm sorry, B. Eric.
Just
I love you anyway.
I was rooting for you,
B. Eric. I was rooting for you. So back to what I said about the female thing. So Nico had watched 40. She was on. She had an interview. This was assuming this was after her E-Heart battle. And oh, we can talk about that later, too, because that did come up. And she said that she thinks, what did she say, Nico? Because you watched it, I didn't watch it. I'm terrible.
It was an interview that 40 Bars did, and she was pretty much saying how the altercation that she had was because of what was going on in one of the Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
She said a lot of it was fueled by what goes on in the Facebook groups.
I think that the groups become instigators. So
yeah, absolutely. The fans and the supporters, they instigate it, and they amp it. They make it more than what it is because, I mean, like Shuni was saying. Shuni said in another interview, if you go online and you tell someone, "Oh, when I see you at an event, I'm gonna slap you." You have one or two options. You have to either do it when you see that person or don't do it. And then if you do it, it's like, oh, you're messing up the event. And if you don't do it, it's like, oh, you pussy, you only talk crap on the internet. So it's like, it's almost best if you just don't say anything at all. Like, you just, but just in a nutshell, 40 Bars is just saying how a lot of the issues that happen between, I'll go and talk about what you're saying for female battle rap. A lot of the issues that happen between female battle rap happens in these Facebook groups between the supporters and the battlers.
Okay. I agree with her. I think that that's why I'm not in that female battle rap group. I can't. You know what it is? They're very, I can't be, there's no way around it. There's no nice way to say it. They are extremely messy in that group. They're extremely immature as well. I assume that they don't care about, I mean, granted, you shouldn't really care what people think, but they definitely, a lot of the ways that they act speaks heavily on their character. So shout out to those who stay out the mess. If you want to be in a mess, God bless your heart, honey, and your patience, because I don't have the patience for it. So it's definitely not, I'm not meant to be near that. I left that group months ago. I seen how they interacted with each other and called each other friends. And to me, I would, the way they were treating each other, I wouldn't treat my friend like that and be okay with it. Granted, I talk crazy to Nico, but like in a playful way. And we do it privately. They like, they try and
now
like,
you be bugging. You be wilding on me sometimes. Though.
But don't nobody see that
sometimes
but me and you. I would never assassinate your character. Say, who the hell are you talking to, Jaquise? Nico or something like that. But that's me and you. Between, they're publicly assassinating their quote-unquote friend character. Like, and, like, the way they attack is malicious, and they have no rules to it. They talk about each other's kids and shit, and I just can't. So,
I mean, listen, I always got to say this. I can't, listen, I will say as far as what goes on, and not just one particular group, all Facebook groups in general, all of them, I cannot take how someone else chooses to respond to disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody has the same morals. Not everybody has the same integrity. Not everybody has, you know, good character and all that stuff. Not everybody abides by the same type of rules. So if I say something to disrespect you and you feel like in return you want to disrespect me by bringing my son into it or my daughter or whomever, it's wrong, yeah, because you shouldn't bring kids into anything because they're helpless and they don't deserve to be brought into anything. However, I can't dictate how someone else decides to respond to disrespect. Once that door has been open, once the disrespect door has been open, it's going to just be disrespect, period. Like, I can't dictate how you want to be disrespected, how I want to be disrespected. I don't have time for that. I try as best as possible to stay out of the drama, to stay out of the messiness. I like to talk about battle rap. That's it. Like, I really only want to talk about battles. I don't care who slept with who. I do not care who fought who. I do not care who snatched whose weave and wore it as a costume. I don't care. I really honestly only care about the bars. Like, I really only care about the bars. That's really, really all I really care about. I remember, like, somebody, I'm not even going to tell you who it was because I'm not going to put him on blast, but he messaged me telling me to, like, watch his battle. So I did, you know, once in a while I'll, like, watch the battle or whatever if you ask me to. Because sometimes watching battles all day is time-consuming. But he asked me about it. He was like, yo, watch my battle and tell me what you think. So I watched it, and I honestly told him what I thought. Like, I told him his punchlines are this, the bars are there, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, damn, I thought I was expecting you to be like, oh, I thought you was good-looking and sexy, and I thought we was going to get to rapping and talking about me and you. Bruh, negative. Absolutely not. Like, he's like, oh, you could have critiqued me on the page. I could have critiqued you on the page, but you didn't ask me to watch your video on the page. You sent it to me personally. Like, don't talk to me about battle rap if you're not just going to keep it strictly battle rap. If you're not going to keep it strictly battle rap, we don't have much to talk about. Like, I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I don't really have much to say if we're not just going to keep it strictly
bad.
You know
what I'm
going to
do? I'm going to fix the way I even respond now. Because when people are like, hey, how are you? And I'm just going to be like, state your intentions.
What do you want?
And I hate to be rude, but you have to do it like that. I am here for battle rap. We're not here for, I agree with 40 that the groups, they actually, like, push and promote that bullshit. I think somebody else said it, too. Like, I think maybe Fetty had a post, and he said that. So the media, especially, that social media included, not just including, like, the bloggers, that's not including us. Let me be clear. You don't promote that bullshit. If they promote the violence, but then when something comes of it, then everybody's shocked, and somebody is the bad guy for acting on what was instigated. I just can't. I try and keep it as PC as I possibly can, if it's ever possible. If it's ever possible, but it's a lot of times it's very hard. Sometimes you have to be live directing in people's face. I remember, I don't want to say violence, because I'm really trying to, like, grow up. I think that violence, I was talking to Brittany earlier, shout out to Key Lolo, and I was explaining to her, and I'm like, at some point, you have to put your priorities, and granted, you're never too old for an ass whooping. I'll tell you that right now. But I have to be about something else. My reputation probably, not saying that it will become my son, but my son will have to still live with whatever I'm doing. I have a child. So before anything, I'm a mom. Then I'm a money. I'm getting money. I don't care what nobody tells me. I'm trying to work. So if at any point
whoever want a fresh face can come to Brooklyn if you want a fresh face.
Yeah, you ain't saying shit.
Nobody's baby mama. So I ain't had nobody's baby. So whoever feel like they feeling like they want a fresh fade, and I ain't talking about nobody ugly haircut, please, come through and see me. Nah, I'm playing. I'm only kidding. I'm a sweetheart. I'm playing.
We
don't put my hands on you unless you put your hands on me.
We don't want no violence. We not violent, man. We like we're not like completely militant.
It takes it really takes a lot to get me to the point where I feel like I have to put my hands on you. If you really would have to take, and I'm talking about take me there, first you'd have to put your hands on me, and then you'd have to really take me there. So if none of that happens, I mean, what am I going to do, sit and just swat at you? Like I'm swatting a fly? Like, no, get out of my face. Like, I don't have time for this. This is corny. My ass is about to be saying. Sorry.
Kilo little fool ass gonna say I'm with the shit. She really is with the shit, man. I just seen her in action and she with the shit. So I'm a peacemaker. At least I try to be. People try and call, like, put, you know, and knock me off my foot, and I'm pretty level headed. So I think that if you ever have an issue with anybody affiliated with Coochie Gang, I might be the person you should talk to first. I'm very quiet and I'm observant.
So wait a minute.
No,
I'm
serious.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I want to take a vote. And this is only for people who've met us in person. Are you trying to say that out of Coochie Gang, you're the most level-headed?
I'm the most I am.
And what are you trying to say I am? Because now I'm confused and I'm
you like, offended. You like, so I'm going to say the one most with the shit, the one most ready with the shit, man. I've seen it take off. Like, I can't even say that. I am very, look, Anton said I'm neutral. I'm very neutral. I try and remain completely flat when I don't try and nothing. You like number two. Like, it's Brittany, then it's you, then it's Ashcat, then it's me. And I just, like, boom, like, I'm probably the most calm person. Like, I'm very calm and quiet and reserved when it comes to conflict. Like, if we talk battle rap, I'm hype. I'm a hype John. But if we're not, if it's a conflict, I'm very reserved. I completely become another person if it's conflict. So I think that, and I think I'm rational. I think I have a very great outlook on life.
I will be the first to tell you I'm very irrational. I don't care. Like, I'll shoot you first and then ask you what happened later. That's me. I'm sorry. I don't care.
That's you. That is you. And that's not me. I'm standing on the fact that I've grown to not do that. Okay, I've grown. I've tried to remain very calm. Mark said I'm with the shits, but I'm not with the shits. I be chilling. Like, I'm very calm. I have no emotion. I'm very flat. So I'm not the person. Like, I will listen to you. I listen all day. And I will try and make sense of the situation. But at the end of the day, what?
That offer still stands. You can come to Brooklyn and catch a fade. Like, that offer still stands for Ryan.
No, she doesn't mean that. Nico don't mean that. Listen, because motherfuckers don't fight fat, and I don't have time. I have to really
Davis, I will come to New Orleans to
shout out to Southern Battle. Shout out to that Houston shit, that H town shit. These Southern Battle Rap niggas, I will give them that. That is
I will really come
that
and
if you're not
in
Southern Battle Rap to even just be a part of like their complete movement, you need to just be in a group. They are so entertaining.
Houston, I will come to Houston and give you a Brooklyn bitch slap. Okay, understand that.
The Southern Battle Rap group is entertaining, man. They will keep you laughing. I'm never turned. I'm like, I dance. I'm like a full ball of fire when I'm like having a good time. Again, my response is different. Whatever the hell. My reaction is based on your action. So I'm very calm. If you conflict, I turn down.
I be chilling. They call me when it's time to turn up. Like when we had that little incident, Morgan Swong, Jacquees is like, yo, Nico, and then that's it. Like, they just call me when I was on my phone. So I didn't really see. I just heard my name, and I heard my name.
So there's a guy named
like,
Jamie. J.B. Williams, I'm going to just drop the link for him to listen to our show. He asked what Coochie Gang is.
Did we even went over this? Because I'm really about to be paying.
First of all, he said he keeps seeing it. He keeps seeing Coochie Gang everywhere. We be everywhere. We are everywhere. We are full supportive of culture. I don't care. We are at events. We're watching. We're providing our comments.
Who just
reviews,
asked for Coochie Gang?
And our feedback on battles and everything. I don't know his name.
Who just
asked
for Coochie Gang is, again, after I just
He's
gave a whole MLA format style of what Coochie Gang was. I just gave a whole MLA format, college essay typed form of what Coochie Gang was. Like, I don't get it. I'm not repeating myself, so. Like, I'm not about to talk to you about what Coochie Gang is.
Mr. Malik Johnson says somebody gave us the name. False. We acquired our own name.
Thank you. Thank you. We didn't take the name from nobody. You know why? Because since I'm 25 years old and all my life I've had the same coochie, so nobody gave that to me. What are you talking about? Like, I've had the same name. Nobody gave it to us. We have it. We took it. We made it lit, and that's why I guess you'd probably be upset.
Then Mr. City
because
Motors,
the coochie that you got
and gave
about.
Me some
the coochie.
Who
you
are you?
Wake up to probably why the coochie you got to wake up to probably crawls. That's why you're upset, because your coochie crawls. Like, I would be mad if you had to wake up to a coochie that can crawl like a spider and probably smells like garbage hot juice. Oh, people get me so upset. You see, I really be trying to chill, but, like, come on. Like, I don't understand. I don't do anything to anybody. I really just promote the show, talk about Battle Rap, and that's it. Yet somebody always has something negative to say. Why? Why?
You know what? Because he asked, and what they did is fuck up and put these negative comments. And
negative comments where?
You're tagged to this post. I don't know how you'll see this shit. But,
They want you to put me on mute, did we?
No, fuck that mute shit. You talk your shit. Fuck what they talk about. Like, I don't care what nobody's talking about.
I don't care. He said that we didn't get the name ourselves. How is that not possible when I have a
who said that?
Like, I have a coochie.
I don't remember the comment that I read. No, it was Malik Johnson. Johnson Malik or whatever his name is. Some fool.
Don't take everything I say to heart, okay? 9 times out of 10, I be playing unless I'm talking to Ryan. I be playing. I'm not talking to Ryan. I'm playing. But most of the time, I be like, I'm making fun.
Look, they hate to love your slander. They love when you talk shit, but they hate it for real. Like, they don't know what they want to do. They hate that they love it. It's funny as fuck, though. That's what amazing. Listen, to anybody, I hope the people, because I'm only going to say this one more time. Nico addressed it again. And for people, how about y'all just ask me instead of implying or assuming something, especially when somebody's tagging
you. Want me to adjust it?
That
you
we
want me
are,
to address it again?
Man, I'm tired of it at this point. Like, listen, Coochie Gang, we ain't no fucking prostitute ring. I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas think this is. Chill out.
Listen, Coochie Gang is the gang that your baby mother would have been in if she
it's
didn't
not really
look like
gang.
A creature. All right? That's what Coochie Gang is. Coochie Gang is the food that your baby mother would have been down with if she didn't look like crust on someone's boot.
I don't know who this
That's
city motive nigga is. I'm just going to block him because I don't have time.
That's what it is. Coochie Gang is the gang, the girls who like battle rap, and your baby mother and your mother all could have been a part of it if they didn't.
No, their baby mamas don't know battle rap, okay? They only know about Cassie
and they're upset about me.
They don't really know the real shit, though. So.
Whatever.
Again, we are a female empowerment movement for battle rap. We are for the female fan, supporter, and all of that, all things female. You have to have a coochie to be a part of Coochie Gang, but you also have to be intelligent and look like something, too. So sorry. We don't want no boogle woof clicked up. So sorry.
We
that includes
the
attitudes.
We should actually.
We don't want no boogle woof.
I feel like.
No, the
you
fuck
know,
we
no.
don't.
I really feel
no,
like
we
should. No, we need a mascot. We need somebody who can be the front runner. Like, if there's an issue, we send the boogle woof
don't
out.
Nobody want no woof
like,
pussy looking bitch. I'm sorry.
No,
okay.
We send the wolf coochie out when there's a problem because she's already ugly. So she gets beat up. It's like an improvement. So we send the wolf coochie out. She is the the wolf coochie is the mascot. We send the wolf coochie out when there's a problem to go fight, and then she comes back, and then, you know, if she gets hurt, it's like, okay, cool, it's an improvement. If not, it's like, all right, you were already wolf coochie. So I think it would be a great idea. We should hold auditions. Matter of fact, I'm going to hold auditions for wolf coochie. Anybody that
I don't want no wolf coochie in me. I don't want no wolf pussy in me, so I'm sorry. Keep wolf pussy away from me.
Protection.
If your bitch look like she own
security.
A wolf pussy, if her face look like she only can survive if her pussy is wolf, I don't want no parts of it. So with that being said, any naysayer, if you don't like it, don't fuck with it. If you do, thank you so much. We appreciate the love and support, and fuck the haters.
Simple.
It's
always so simple
said,
like that.
I make
so
this
simple.
Quote. Yeah, it is for real. Like, at the end of the day, fuck it. We know what our movement is about. If you really want to know, without being some fucking dumbass troll and a fucking kid, ask us. Granted, the name is jarring. It's not. It's meant to grab your attention. You dumb.
It's not jarring,
shit.
Though. It's not jarring.
It is. I mean, for me, it's not. I don't care. I own a coochie. I've said coochie before. I said coochie before. I said pussy. Like before, I ever said pussy. Coochie was the first thing I used to say. My mom used to call it a cooter mama or your little cooter mama. But now, no, the coochie, bitch. Listen, okay. If you don't fuck with it, don't
it's
fuck
not
with
jarring
it. I've been very cool
because everyone. Half of us have one, and the other half have been in one. So it's not jarring. We all know what it is. And if you
I'm
haven't
gonna
been
tell
in one,
because I see so much negativity on this post, and
one.
I should tag my shooter to this post, and everybody be gone. Then they can wonder what the fuck unbiased is from the outside. But we ain't gonna talk about it. At the end of the day, like, I don't have time.
I don't think coochieing is jarring. It is meant to grab your attention, though. It definitely is. That's exactly what it's intended for. However. Half of us have one, and the other half have been in one. And if you haven't been in one, you should try it. And that's probably why you're so upset, because you don't know what an actual one feels like. Because all your girlfriends are fat, so you're probably in her belly button and not her actual coochie. So that's not our fault. It's not my problem. Her belly is so low that it's actually her belly button.
Oh, such a large fupa. Fuck out of here. Listen, motherfuckers, I'm not wild, Tony. I'm trying to tell these bitches. Like, I hate to call grown men bitches, but listen, if I ain't never seen niggas talk like these niggas talk since I started dealing with battle rap. These motherfuckers are so I was raised with a lot of brothers and cousins. And I would never. They never move like these fucking suspect, dick in the booty ass niggas move. Y'all fucking gay. Like I'm sorry, at the end of the day. I'm very chill usually, but I really get tired of it at some point. Like y'all kept poking the beast. Now the beast here. So what the fuck is up? Like coochie gang is a positive.
Whoa.
If you don't like it, don't fuck with it. If you want to see what our ideas on the battle is, nigga, ask. Mike will give you a true breakdown of the shit in the first motherfucking place, and you can't tell me my shit ain't right. So I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. So suck a dick, move on, next fucking subject.
She went
out of it. If you fuck with it, don't fuck with it. Like, fuck out of here. Like, if you're not with the shit, don't be with the shit. Otherwise, don't fucking play with it. I said I'm very neutral. Don't get me wrong. But a simple question could be answered simply. Instead, y'all on here insinuating and throwing shade unnecessarily. The shit is trash. Please grow the fuck up, my nigga. I hope your balls been dropped already. They probably ain't. You probably lacking a whole lot of everything, my nigga. Please don't wake up to a wet dream off the word coochie. Because
she
that's
hopes
obviously
your balls
what it is. You get. I hope they did drop. Half of these niggas shit still stuck to their fucking set. I don't have time for it. And then they kids.
Listen,
will be kids.
Not, okay, we let's not slender all balls now. Because, I mean, I can't.
Not all balls. I said the immature
not
niggas.
All.
I didn't say the niggas that.
Let me get creep mode. Let me get my creep mode in real quick. Let's not talk about all balls now, because, you know, some of them is okay. Some of them are right. Just had to put that out there.
Sometimes. Some of them be looking funny. But it's
all right, you know
now,
what?
Now, back to my nice, and let me be sweet, okay, because people think I'm, like, off, like, a little bit. Just a smidget. Just a smidget, like.
Oh, they want to tag them in. I'm not even sure if I'm ready for all that. I'm not sure. Irvin and B. Eric, we click y'all in 5 seconds, all right? Y'all sit calm, because I'm sit calm. Ooh, that was a ball. Sit calm.
He said Poonani gang. I like that shit, yo. Like, for real. Fuck
who
that.
Who said that?
I don't care. B. Eric. He said Poonani gang. B. Eric.
Okay.
Fuck them gay birds. They is fucking gay. Fuck that. Fuck them niggas. They all can go be about themselves. I don't have to.
I just
realized you said belly butt only because I went back and read the motherfucking post. Nigga.
That's what I said. Like, if she's that large, her belly button is all the way down, so that you might think you're in that coochie, but you're actually in her belly button. That's what I said originally. But to just put it in a nutshell, listen, we like to laugh, we like to poke fun, and we like to do, you know, talk crap with the best of everybody. But, like, it's a moment. Either you like us or you don't. And if you don't like us, please just don't like us in peace, in quiet. Don't say nothing.
Even so, when she said that, that doesn't mean that we're not open for critique or criticism. Fuck a dragon,
no,
G. Fuck a motherfucking dragon. If you ever seen the Avengers, when the Hulk drugged that motherfucking thing that came out the sky from the motherfucking thing, I will remain a motherfucking scientist chilling in the motherfucking middle of the Yukonagua or whatever the fuck Dr. Banner was doing. Instead, I won't have the beast. The green beast won't come if y'all just chill the fuck out. I'm open for criticism. I am open to hear suggestions. I am open for you to say I would love your feedback on something. But if you are throwing shade because you are ignorant to what the fuck it is or what the fuck is going on, sit the fuck in the back, hold your phone, and shut your motherfucking mouth. Like, point blank, period. Because it's either get with it or get lost, my nigga. You either fuck with the movement that's moving or you sit the fuck still and stay snagging for the rest of your boring ass, weak ass, broke ass life. Okay? Thank you. Get a bag.
Keyword.
That's it.
Keyword broke.
Hello.
Keyword.
Keyword. Step your shit up. No tax money.
Keyword.
I ain't trying to hear no, I got my taxes back. No, nigga. Fuck out of here.
You know what? I see. Hold on a second now, because I don't see the post now, because the post that you were talking about.
I don't know how you didn't see it initially. They like, I want to know what it is. No, nigga, ask me. Like, fuck out of here.
Oh, I see what it is now. Okay. All right. So it says that. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's the thing. Nobody has to care. I don't really care if people care or not. I don't really. Somebody said they sound like trolls.
They said what?
Oh, I see. It originated.
They're a group of thirsty chicks that posted me to get more followers on Instagram and.
Why am I supposed to feel bad because your mom looks like a church building? Because she's shaped that way, I'm supposed to feel bad?
Like a church building with
the
emoji on
the fucking
face.
If I post a picture,
night.
Your boyfriend wants to like it, I'm supposed to be taken aback by that?
It'd be the dingiest and dirtiest motherfucking sadness I've ever seen in my motherfucking life. Fucking shit. If you don't go, get your fucking lineup fixed. First, nigga, what's wrong with you, niggas? I don't usually talk a negative day, but I got time today, nigga, so what the fuck is up? Like, I got time today. I usually don't have time because I'm doing other shit, like working or writing or something. I got time today. So for anybody, I got something to say. King Notch, Edward Thornton, you mister, Barstow, California, all the ways to get money in Cali, and you look like you need a whole lot of it. But that's it. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to say nothing else. A bunch of chicks looking for, I don't need followers. On Facebook. I can give a fuck about it, my nigga. Before I even ever spoke of Coochie Gang, we was always saying, that was me who said Avengers, first of all, Laurel. That was Jay who said that. That was me. I say the Avengers. I'm a fucking nerd in real life. That happens to be a little bit off. Are you reading the comments, Nico? Because you're going to probably be fueled with fire.
No, I'm not fueled with fire. I'm be chilling. Y'all know I'm the nice one. Y'all know I'm the one that be chilling. Y'all know I'm the nice one. Y'all know I be hanging out. I be chilling. Okay, so in the meantime, while we're doing whatever, we're going to take some calls. I'm going to take the first call because this person has been on. Person to call in. He must have something he really wants to get off his chest. And for his sake, I hope it's really good. Whatever he's got to say, it better be good. So, 504... 462.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I online? Hold on.
Yeah, you on there.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You know that's
headed for my.
Nigga, if you don't get off that dumbass voice.
Well, hello, yeah, what's up, bro? Hey, what's up, Nico? Nico.
I'm listening.
I got heat for niggas like you, dog. I know you ain't just break my heart in front of everybody, huh? That's how you ride it?
We're over. Like, we are done. Me and you are no longer together.
You might not be my girlfriend no more, but I'm still your boyfriend. Let's get one thing right.
You ain't getting loose. He ain't cutting you
loose. Yeah, you got me fucked up. You ain't like that. You ain't over Tyson when you're over Jersey. You
know? Oh, shit. Shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. B. Eric, we are done.
Okay.
You really tried to play me for another coochie game member. Are you kidding me?
Nah, man. I did not do that, man. My fucking phone was on auto type.
Niggas be full of shit, lying for no reason. Shut up.
Tell us about your recent battle that you just did this weekend.
Oh, that shit was bananas, dog. Like, if y'all don't respect something battle rap, y'all gonna love that shit. Like, when y'all see it, when it drop, you know, that shit fires a motherfucker though. Like, but I appreciate y'all putting us on the map for that, too, you hear me? Like, if y'all don't know what's going on, go peep that out. It's B-Eric and Fat dropping on NOBL, sudden battle rap.
Thank you, love, for calling in.
But, yeah, I was just calling to support y'all, man. You know, I'm going to be on y'all's show down there every week.
We love you.
So y'all have fun. Y'all can take me off. But we ain't broke up until I say so, though. But, you know.
Well, we love you, and we appreciate you calling and
supporting. I love y'all, too, baby. Jersey.
He sound like flies.
That's that country shit, that Jersey. You know, that's in New Orleans. They got a different accent than the other part of the South. Them in Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, and New Orleans are so, is like, you know goddamn well. And you know Houston niggas, because Texas niggas say ho all day. Man, come get that ho. Oh, I was, and ho means everything. It's a noun. It's a verb. It's everything. You can think of an adjective. It's everywhere. It's a place. It's a person. It's a thing. It's everything.
Your country people need to broaden your vocabulary real quick.
Get your ass out of here. My vocabulary is extremely extensive, but I just choose
to talk ignorant.
Sometimes, you know what it is? I have to bring it down to a level where people can understand sometimes, because I don't got time to be trying to tell you what it means. You're not gonna fully understand when I'm snapping on your dumb ass if I ain't making it for you to understand. If I gotta be stupid for you for a second, I'm gonna make it so you get it. Because if I say some shit like that'll blow your mind, I damn near cut you out in French if you wanna be fucking technical, because I can't speak the shit. Let's be real.
So now that it just popped into my memory again, we did mention that we are now a branch off of the War Report. So shout outs to them. But Born Legacy, the card that's about to drop, it's a crazy card. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I don't know if you guys have been, like, keeping up with the cards that are coming up. But Smack, URLTV, that TV, they're coming out with Born Legacy 2. And the card is supposed to be really dope. The card is supposed to be really dope. It's going to be, when is it, March 6th?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting feedback. It's supposed to be March 6th or March, is it March 5th and 6th or just March 6th? I'm confused.
March 6th.
Anyway, it's March 6th. So if you guys don't know who's on the card, it's Cheston versus Reed Dallas. Cortez versus Chilla Jones, Av versus Rum Nitty, Ty Law versus Cicero, Mike P versus Pink the Demon, Young X versus Dot, Bonus versus Nun Nun, and Bangs versus Jerry West. So this is a pretty action-packed card. It's supposed to be really crazy. I'm really excited to see a couple of these guys on the card, and we kind of wanted to do like a prediction because we always do predictions on the show, especially whenever there's a good card coming up. So we always do predictions. Yes, we love a good prediction, honey. So we are going to do predictions. Some of these guys I've only seen once or twice, so I can't really give like a good prediction or a good outcome. I can only just kind of guess. Like, I've seen Young X once. He's coming to the trap this weekend. So after I see him this weekend, I'll kind of have a better idea of how he's going to do against Dot. But Dot is it's not how you say it. It's not what you say, but how you say it. Like, his charisma, his performance is just unmatched. So I can't really weigh in on that battle. Chess and Reed Dollars, that's just, like, I don't even know why they would put Chess against Reed Dollars. Reed Dollars is going to get his boot smoked, without a doubt. He's going to get his ass spanked, tossed, and deep fried. Cortez. the Brooklyn in me loves Cortez, you know, and I fuck Cortez, but this is Chilla Jones we're talking about. This is Chilla Jones we're talking about. So, I mean, it should be interesting. I think it's a little strange matchup, but it should be interesting. And shout out to Cortez because I think that this is really going to be the battle that he's going to really prove to any doubters like myself that he can really hang with the bigs and hang with niggas that got pen, that have like immaculate pen. So hopefully he puts on for Brooklyn and do what he's supposed to do. Who else is there? I'm really excited to see Ty Law. Shout out to the whole DMV area. Shout out to everybody in the DMV. I'm so excited to see Ty Law. It's been such a long time since he's been on a card. He is also very talented. Like, he's so stepped on. I think Ty Law is so underrated.
I will agree with that. He's definitely stepped on. People don't give him the recognition or attention that he deserves.
All.
So he definitely needs that.
he deserves it. He doesn't get the credit that he deserves. And granted, he's not on a lot of cards, and a lot of people will be like, oh, well, his performance and it's how he raps. Like, people used to say that about Chilla Jones all the time, that they thought he rapped too slowly, that they thought he was boring, but they gave him a chance and they
you
said
know
it
what?
Him. And Chilla all the same way.
I
you listen
Chilla
to what
person.
He
I have to see Chilla laugh.
Man. Go ahead, baby.
That can happen because I can still online.
Your phone's breaking up.
Can you hear me better now? It's AT&T.
Yeah. It's bad. Your phone's, it's bad, bad, bad.
Can you hear me better now?
No. All right, while she's trying to figure out what's going on with the phone, Mike P and then Tink the Demon. Isn't Tink the Demon, like, supposed to be super disrespectful? Like, every time I see Tink the Demon, he's, like, super disrespectful, super disgusting. And then you got him up against Mike P. It's going to be interesting to see how Mike P does against Tink the Demon because I don't think he's battled someone this disrespectful before. So it's going to be interesting to see how Mike P does against Tink the Demon. I'm actually going into this battle with Mike P winning. Just because, I mean, I'm not a really big fan of Tink the Demon, to be honest with you, so I might be being a little bit biased. So, I mean, I'm just going to go into it with with Mike P. Bonus and none. I'm definitely going to go with Bonus. Trap overall, trap shit. You know how that go. So I'm definitely going to go with Bonus. And then Bangs and Jerry West. I don't really know. I really haven't seen much from either. I'm going to really, if anybody on the card is listening and you guys have footage or if anybody can link me to anybody's footage that's on the card, please do. I want to see battles. I want to see the battles because some guys I'm a little unfamiliar with and I want to get familiar with everybody as much as possible. So if y'all can link me to everybody's battles, that would be greatly appreciated. Jerry West, Bangs, none. I need to see everybody. Yeah, I agree. I got bonus smoking. None. Oh, Jerry West is versus. Okay, so Mark just said Jerry West is going against Gwitty. Okay. So if that be the case, I'm gonna go with Gwitty. Just because I've seen Gwitty before and I know Gwitty's work. But like I said, if anybody has any links to any footage, please, please send it to me because I want to see everybody's footage. Who's Av going up against? Who did Av?
Can you hear me better now?
Say? Yeah.
That's so awesome. I wouldn't use my other phone. Plus AT&T. Y'all can kiss my ass. Literally, y'all charge all that money for shit.
Oh, Av and Rum Nitty. Oh, my God. Av and Rum Nitty is going to be a literal slugfest. I don't even know who to hand that down to. Av and Rum Nitty. I want to say Av just because I'm just still hype off his Mike P battle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still fuming off of his Mike P battle, so I want to say Av. But Rum Nitty versus Chess. Wait a minute. Somebody said they battled already. All right. Mark, shut up. Stop talking to me. I want to say Av, but Rum Nitty versus Chess was pretty dope. So I don't know who to pick with that one. I'm just going to go with Av because I like Av. So I'm just going to go with Av. And not because we're from the South, all right? I just... Because you all know, South ain't, y'all can't fuck with us. Let's be honest. But, y'all can't fuck with us. Let's just keep it a buck.
The South is more entertaining now.
Let's just keep it on it.
The repetition of what you East Coast niggas sound like is
Listen, so y'all can't, listen,
y'all sound alike.
Cannot.
It's like they put y'all on the machine. Y'all pushing out the same goddamn battle rap. Like battle
it don't
rap
matter.
Factory.
We can have 100,000 of us all the same. Y'all still can't fuck with us though. It don't matter if we all sound alike. Who? Somebody said Rum Nitty 3-0 Av.
You hear that?
Av is.
That means I'm asleep.
Yeah. Av is really nice. So yeah, I'm going with Av. I fuck with Rum Nitty. And I fuck with Av, but I'm going with Av.
That's going to be, you know what, because, shit, I think that Rum Nitty has a little more experience than Av, so I'm going to say, but I'm really, really, like, on the Av train, so I don't fucking know that one. I want Av to win, so I'm going to just say my desire shall become true, so I'm going to give it to Av.
Yeah,
but it's going to be a good battle. It's going to be a good
battle.
It is
going to be a great battle. It's going to be a great battle. Does anybody know anything about Young X? Does anybody know, like, has anybody ever seen any footage, or can anybody link us to any footage of Young X?
That's going to be a very entertaining one. I can say that for sure.
I do know that we have him on a card this weekend, so I'm very interested to see him this weekend, and now I see him going up against Dot. So I'm not sure what to expect. So I don't know if anyone can tell me, like, if I heard somebody had told me before that they thought he was overrated, they thought that he wasn't that nice. So I want to know personally because I've never really seen him. I heard, okay, so Young X is funny. Okay,
that's
so I'm getting all the
somebody
same
said
type
entertaining.
Of.
Entertaining. Yeah, they said it's going
yeah,
to be
I'm getting a
battle.
So I'm getting pretty much the same thing. Young X is funny. Okay, so it makes sense because that is pretty funny too. So I guess so it makes
pretty
sense to put the both of them together. No, yeah, he's definitely funny. Brooklyn, you know, I already know how we do. You already know how that go. You already know how that go. Sorry, I just had to put that out there. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see, I guess, then, because I've never seen Young X before, so I'm interested to see how Young X does against Dot. Because Dot, I just feel like he just don't lose. Like, I feel like even when he loses, he just doesn't lose because you just still love him anyway. And the thing about that is one of the two things. You either come to see him lose or you come to see, like, either way you come in to see him, period. You come to see that regardless, just because of his performance and how he is. You come to see what he's going to say. You come to see how he's going to interact with the crowd and how the crowd going to love him. You come to laugh at him or with him. Either way, you come in to see him. So I'm going to be really interested to see Young X and Dot. Who else did we go over? Bangs and Jerry West. I don't know either of them, so I can't really. I'm going to have to watch Jerry
I've
West
seen
and
Bangs
Woody, so.
Recently. Bangs battled.
Where's Bangs from?
I don't know, but he battled on Regal Heart, though, for sure. I do remember seeing his battle.
Anybody know where Bangs is from?
They usually respond on the thing really fast.
I don't think nobody knows where Bangs is from. Bangs is an orphan.
Bangs out of town. I'm not sure sure where he's from, but I've seen him battle and he was decent. I've seen a little bit of Jerry West.
Oh, Bangs is from Connecticut.
Connecticut. Hey, them niggas is different in Connecticut. I know I got a homie out there. Bridgeport. That's
I never heard of no.
And he raps I Battle. I Battle was Hazy. Shout out to Hazy. He was the person, probably the person that helped jumpstart Pam and, well, he gave us at least the pitch for Pam and Gina. Hazy Williams. To my knowledge, he battled Dre Dennis this past weekend, in Ohio.
Yes, he did, and I heard Dre Dennis went in, you know, trap shit. You know how that go.
Martin said he not iBattle no more. When the hell that happened?
Oh, Hazy is no longer on iBattle. That's probably because he's trying to come fuck with the trap. You know how we do.
I remember talking to Hazy, and I thought he was helping, like, actually run iBattle.
I thought so too.
I thought he was helping with the league, and I think that if he asked me which should he focus on more, because it was hard to battle and run and help run a league, my understanding, and I thought on whichever way he had the most passion for. To my knowledge, he preferred to battle, so that could be why he made that decision. I'll watch the link later. Thank you, Smart, for that.
You know what I want which card I really want to touch on? The day of your birthday.
Okay.
Starting 5, RBE.
Shout
next
out to
weekend.
Too, man. ARP.
Shout out to RBE.
Lauren.
ARP is coming up with the
fire. They are all fucking dope as hell. I think it's more of a Hami versus Writer's Block thing. Is that what it is?
Yes. It is Hami versus Writer's Block next weekend, February 27th. It is going down. RBE, I think it's gonna be at Club Perlu, which is in Queens. I think you can pay-per-view it, or you can buy tickets or whatever you want to do. And this is gonna be different. These are gonna be judged battles. So there's gonna be the battles actually gonna be judged. So it's gonna be a little different, because we ever had judged battles before. Not in the
Yes, they did. RBE. RBE had just battles when O-Red battled Oops.
Right.
It was judged. Sure. Math was a judge, and then they had the other two guys. And I think that entire card was judged. Or was there the only battle that was judged? I just remember for a fact that Oops and O-Red battle was judged. So I know for a fact that RBE has done the judge battle thing before. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know how that's going to go, man, so is it Danny Myers, versus Sway?
Danny Myers versus Sway Seva, right.
B-Magic versus Moneybagg? Is that B-Magic? I can't see.
B-Magic. Yes, B-Magic and Moneybagg, and then you got Excel versus Big Cannon. My favorite battle, J-Murder versus JC.
My favorite battle... It's happening on my birthday. I will say that all I asked was for a clear 3-0 from JC for my birthday. He asked what I wanted for my birthday. I put my request in because I don't want no debate. Like, no, this to J Murder. I love MT Dub. Fuck the world. I'll get fucked by it.
I do want to tell you, though, that you are disappointed. You're going to be hot. You're definitely going to be disappointed.
I won't, though.
You're going to be disappointed.
I'm completely comfortable with my favorite. I'm completely comfortable. I'm sitting pretty, chilling with my legs crossed. I'm completely comfortable.
It's gonna be interesting. But if anybody thinks that J Murder's gonna get smoked or it's gonna be 3-0, find the nearest bridge and jump off of it. Take the bridge and jump off.
What happened? Jumping off a bridge?
I said if anybody thinks that J Murder is going to get smoked or 3-0'd, please find the nearest bridge and jump off. Like, jump off naked. Jump off of it. And bring your mother with you. Like, that's what I think, if you think that J Murder is going to get smoked. Like, you
I don't
think
it's
going to
get smoked. I think it's going to be a dope battle. In the same breath, I still think that he's going to win.
Go ahead.
I still think JC gonna win, and it's Oops versus who is that?
I don't know.
Tone.
I'm not
Tone.
Listen.
I think that's Tone.
Listen. If JC doesn't clearly 3-0, Jay Murder.
No,
debatable, he lost. If he makes it a debatable, what? He lost. I don't care. No, if he makes it a debatable with
Hell
Jay Murder,
no.
He loses.
Ain't no way you said.
He loses.
Are you serious?
Nah,
why
he loses.
That?
I'm dead serious. I'm so dead serious. Because everybody thinks that Jay Murder is going to get smoked. So if he makes it a debatable, he loses. He loses. If you go into a battle and everyone has you as the winner and you make it debatable, you lost. You're supposed to go in there and clearly beat who everybody thinks you're going to beat. If you don't do that, you lose. That you lost. If I'm going against you and everybody thinks that you're going to clearly beat me, everybody's like, oh, no, Jaquez is going to thrash Nico. Like, Nico don't stand a chance. If the battle happens and it's debatable and people can say that I won, you lost. You're supposed to clearly beat the underdog, no questions asked. If he don't do that, he loses. I don't care. If he don't clearly beat Jay Murder, which is not going to happen, he loses. Period. And this is the only battle that me and Jaquez go back and forth on because JC, her favorite battle rapper, and I fuck with Jay Murder, but I just don't see a 3-0. I don't see him clearly beating him. I just don't see that happening. And I do not know who that bearded man is that's battling Oops. He's got a very nice beard, though. And Excel versus Big Cannon, I can't really I don't know. I want to say Big Cannon.
That's Mac Myron. That's Mac Myron.
Oh. I'm going to go ahead and say I want to say between Big Cannon and Excel. Between Big Cannon and Excel, I got a question mark. I don't know. It's a question mark for me.
I think Big Cannon's going to win, and I don't think it's going to be like a body or a wash. I'm going to say 2-1. Big Cannon with probably two rounds that I give Big Cannon. I'm going to say that because XL actually,
XL's been doing really good. XL's been doing okay.
I can say he's improving, but I still think Big Cannon's going to win, for sure.
I think I'm okay with saying that Big Cannon's going to win. I fuck with XL, I really do, but I'm comfortable with saying I got Big Cannon. I do think that it's going to be a really good battle, but I'm comfortable with Big Cannon winning. As far as Danny Myers and Swae Sever goes, I'm not even Danny Myers done, period. Like, what the fuck?
Who's Danny Myers battling again? Let me go back and look.
Swae Sever.
Who you say winning?
I'm saying Danny Myers.
I am too. I just hope he ain't screaming and shit. I feel like
I do get tired of him yelling all the time, screaming.
Yikes and shit. No, chill, bro. Like, dog, god damn it.
You are going to mess up your esophagus.
Whole throat going to be on fire. Fuck tea and fuck anything else that's going to heal it. It ain't happening. He going to be out of voice by the time he's 40, which is probably 3 years from now. No shade.
Like, you're going to hurt your voice.
For a fact. I'm sorry.
Shut up. I got Jay Murder. I don't care.
Ryan said that JC gets outperformed. RBE, JC don't get outperformed on RBE.
All right, but have you seen Jay Murder on RBE? He performed good.
I've seen Jay.
It's not better.
I'm not taking nothing from Jay Murder. I just said he's not going to get washed, but I'm just still giving it to fucking
JC. He's definitely not going to get washed.
Jay Murder not getting watched. Anybody that thinks that Jay Murder's getting watched must have never seen Jay Murder battle.
No, honestly, that's real facts. If you think Jay Murder's going to get smoked, you've never seen a Jay Murder battle ever in your life.
You couldn't have watched Jay Murder. But,
he does have the thing
where Jay Murder can freestyle. So,
oh, man, his freestyle capability. I love about
he has, he has
great
a, he has a super dope ability to freestyle. Yeah, that gives you a bonus 3 points on the scale if you can freestyle.
On my scale, yeah. If you can freestyle, boy.
And legit freestyle.
You
not no bullshit
no,
as
yes.
rebuttal that you rebuttaling something from first round and the third, because, I mean, you really set that all hard as fuck. When you legit
you
can do some
freestyle
shit, like, really quick, yeah. You definitely get more points from me if you are able to. Jay Murder is able to do that. But I'm riding with JC. JC my favorite battle rapper. I'm going to keep saying that. Don't ever ask me my top five. I don't have one. It changes too much because niggas aren't consistent. But my favorite battle rapper is JC, and that's going to stay the same unless you fuck up for your strength. You got a solid top five? I don't.
I got a solid top five. But there's another battle on here. B-Magic versus Moneybags. Now, I know Moneybags. I've seen Moneybags battle a couple times. He battled RBE when Jay Murda battled Mr. Mills, and he did amazing. He did a really good job. So if he does that times 10 against Free Magic, then he should be at it. I'm not going to say who's going to win between him and B-Magic because I really don't know. All I'm going to say is if he comes like he did his last performance, he's got a really good shot at winning. Mm-hmm. If he comes a second short, then he might have some trouble. And I love Oops. I love Boops, as we like to call him sometimes. I love Boops. I've never seen a whole bunch of Mac Myron, so I can't really, like, go ahead and give my honest opinion. So, I don't know. I'm just going to go and say Boops because I don't know who Mac Myron is. So, sorry.
Mac Myron from Michigan. I think my first battle with Mac Myron was when he actually battled JC. And some. I know it was long ago because JC's son's like 4 or 5 now, and this is before his son was even born. And he said, yeah, he's from Pontiac. I thought so. And he battled.
Oh, so Pontiac.
Mac initially. Yeah. He battled JC twice. That's right. He had a rematch in a park. And the first one was in, like, a club or something. But the second one was in a park, and JC beat him. And he – no, people are not biased towards him. Oh, yeah, people are biased, and they think he loses every time. But they he had a problem. He fried him in the rematch, yeah. I think he was mad at JC because he felt like JC didn't give him I want to say, like, some type of acknowledgement for, like, helping him start his battle rap career or some shit.
Oh, well, this card should be interesting, and the battles are judged. So I'm very interested to see who the battles are being judged by, too, because I don't need nobody being biased in these judged battles. I need people that are neutral as hell. Like,
who they have judging?
I don't know who they have judging. They don't.
I asked
them
if I came, could I judge? But of course, ain't nobody gonna let me judge JC versus Jay.
I would really hope they would never let you judge any battle that Jay Murda or JC is doing.
I just think it's unjust.
But yeah, I'm really curious who they have judging the battle. This is going to be actually really interesting. I'm very excited to see this. Should be pretty dope. Judged battles. It should get, and I'm pretty sure it'll probably get a little heated. You know what I'm saying? Because one of the main reasons why we all love battle rap is because it's so highly debatable, and you can go back and forth on who you think won. So with judged battles,
that being an option, that has always been a debate as well. So people
right.
Like, well, do you think you should start judging? And then I guess that's when the penalty can come in for, like, you don't think it should be judged at all, ever?
I never. If we start judging battles, I'm not going to watch them anymore. I'm not going to watch battle rap if they start judging the battles. It's just going to take the fun out for me. I can watch gymnastics if I want to see something being judged.
You know what?
Or I can watch. I can watch gymnastics.
That's something
That's
something more like systematic.
You know, I don't want to watch something where I got to see judge. I can watch a dog show and watch them jump through hoops and see what the judges rate them. I can watch America's Next Top Model. I don't want to see judges. I don't care what y'all
Mark
think.
Said,
it's not what
Mark
we think.
Said that two of the battles are going to be judged by the fans.
And that's even
as
more.
Well.
I don't even want to care. I don't want.
I, you know,
I
you know what? I
think
I'm not
it's
for the
dope.
Fan thing because 85% of the fans that are a part of the culture now, like we remove the core fans, we are outnumbered by the fucking jabroni. So
we are outnumbered by the stands.
We are outnumbered by fools, is what it the hell is.
Yeah,
the fucking
absolutely.
Goofball, goofy goob ass niggas. We are outnumbered.
We're outnumbered by the goof troops. I don't think battles should be judged because we watch battles specifically because they aren't judged, because we can go back and forth on who we think won and who we thought did this better. And I get ideas from why you think your person won, and you'll listen to why you think my person won, and back and so on and so forth. So putting a judge in it just kind of takes away the essence of it, and it takes away why we really like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it would be so corny if we started having judge battles. And who the hell died and made you appointed to be a judge? And who is going to be judging these battles? Who gets to judge these battles? And why? Why do you get to judge these battles? No judge battles.
Do they?
I say
so
the judge,
is it like a reward for the winner? Like, do they get extra money? Is that what's happening? Or is this just to say they won?
I guess just for bragging rights, maybe, right? Just for bragging rights? No?
Is that enough?
I mean, bragging rights for me is pretty dope. Because y'all know I like to talk shit. So if I got bragging rights, nobody's going to shut me up for like a whole year. So bragging rights is cool, but I mean, I guess maybe they
but
are.
But you,
maybe
hell yeah,
because
you are a grand shit talker.
I am. I deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. I really do.
You're absolutely right. Don't let no judges tell me I won either, because I'm going to ride that shit.
I'm
I ain't going
to
hold you. That way, until they replace my win with somebody else, I don't care. You can't tell me shit. But they said, though, nigga. I don't care what you talk about today. I'm a winner, and that's just how it's going to be.
Oh. So Mark just made a good point. Because it's team versus team, I guess just bragging rights is enough. You know what I'm saying? It's writer's block versus, you know, team homie. So I guess bragging rights.
Well, then
they're
going to have to make this, since they starting series and shit, is this going to be.
Wait a minute.
This is a series. Starting Five is a series. I believe. You know how they have, like, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and they had Blood, Sweat, and Tears 1, Blood, Sweat, and Tears 2. Blood, Sweat, and Tears 3, I think, and shit. I think this is a series. I think this is one of the installments. Starting Five, so does that mean are they going to start having team for team now? Can we do brackets?
That would be
kind of
fire.
If Team Hami wins, then.
That would be kind of fire.
You know what? Next week we're going to have ARP on because.
We're going to talk to ARP next
week
before the cards.
I'm going to ask from Kenny.
He was on before, so we might as well just get his black ass back on.
I love him, too. He's so nice. Again, they entire energy at RVE is extremely nice and hospitable. They're very welcoming and very nice, and they keep the energy very, 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 very high and positive. So shout out to RVE and their card. Shout out to the Traps. They got an event this week. They just had a successful event in Ohio. They just passed. That's Trap New York, as long as we make sure we have
Does anybody know this was you're all coming out with a card, not the Born Legacy joint, where it's going to be, what is it? It's one of the two things I heard that's a rumor. It's a bunch of rematches, or it's going to be a card with a bunch of 2-on-2s on it.
I think Saga posted something about Double Impact.
Okay, right. So
that
might be the one with the
2-on-2s,
that sounds
like
2-on-2s,
I believe. So, yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that. You know what? I'm interested to see that, but I'm not interested to see it at the same time because I do think 2-on-2 battles are kind of getting so boring and they're getting so played out. Like, K-Shine and DNA have made me so tired of seeing them. It's like I'm ready to vomit at this point.
I think that it's fun for a certain member, but they doing it too often. So what it is,
it's
you're
becoming
you
repetitive.
Force-feeding us. Yeah, I don't got time. I feel like I'm seeing the same. It is not a dance team, so you can't change the routine that motherfucking much to where it's going to keep my attention. It's going to start looking the same. They're going to start sounding like a battle in 3 months. There's no way. You can't change. It's only 2 people, so how many sequences can you make out of 2? Nothing, goddamn it.
Right.
What's
you
3
can't.
Times 3? 9. You switch the fucking 3 times 3 again. What the fuck is it? 9, nigga. It ain't going to change. The fucking shit.
It's never going to be different.
It's the same outcome. You have the same component. Nothing's changing. You're not changing any of the variables. They're both constant at this point. Then nothing changes. It's going to all be the same result, and I'm going to eventually get. I mean, like, it's cool, but. I can definitely see myself getting over it.
I did see the Saga post. Who would you like want me to? Who would y'all want to see me team up with if I got the call for Double Impact? Who would y'all want to see the Saga go against if he got called for Double Impact?
Who would you want to see him paired with? Who would you want to see him teamed up with out of NWX? Because the Saga, for those who are not, no, don't know, he is NWX.
It has to be somebody in LWX, right?
NWX, I believe it has to be their team. I think so. I don't think he would work.
Man, if it's not, I want to see him and Chella Jones.
Together?
Would that be too boring?
Versus who, though? Like, who would they battle, though? Like,
Who would make a good companion for the Saga?
I think that opposite the track.
Shotgun Shug.
I think because you know he doesn't really use gun bars, So I think that.
I'm confused. I'm not going to necessarily say Suge, but I think that Saga needs to be with somebody that's a little different from him so that they can. So I'm going to take back Tua Jones. I'm going to say he needs to be with somebody like a Shotgun Suge, even though he battled him already. But something like a Suge, or somebody said Big T. B. Eric said his
somebody said they
want to
see
him with.
Because the Eric don't have no goddamn chill.
He doesn't have any
manners.
That's talking about
boyfriend. Double Impact, 2-on-2, Pam and Gina versus the winner of NWA.
Pam and Gina versus who? We body anybody. Please, don't do
anybody.
That. We body
anybody.
Don't get these innocent people hurt. Pam and Gina will body anybody.
Big T, Mr. Chalaka Boom with no, like, gun bars. Saga would be a good thing.
I think
so. It's like an yin yang thing that would work in NWX. So
that would be perfect.
That's more realistic for him to be. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That would be.
He would definitely need somebody to count. Yes, he would need somebody to counteract how he is. I feel like that's what makes all good 2-on-2s work. You can't have two people that are just alike. You have to have somebody that balances out what you don't have. When Kayshawn starts messing up, DNA can step in and freestyle and rebuttal, because God knows he has saved him time and time again by rebuttaling and freestyling. So I feel like you need somebody that's got something that you lack. Bonnie and 40 Bars made such a good team because they have what each other lacks. So you need what your teammate lacks. That's what
where you lack,
so,
where you lack, we pick up the slack. Like me, I'm laid back, but I actually can rap. If anybody know that, Nico is my nice lady with the punches, but I'm very chill. I actually can rap though, so that's the thing. I'm just.
So we
I'll
would
have
make a we would make a fire one too, because you
fire,
have the ill pen, and I would just come through with the punches and the talking crap, and we be set.
Perfect.
Yo, set it up, son. Set it up right
set
now.
Set it up,
anybody
man.
Battle Cam and Gina?
Out here, man. Anybody. It gotta be
anybody that
want to
battle
too.
Cam and Gina, male, female, coochie
one
game,
time,
it don't
though,
matter.
One time deal. We don't want to
mix it
up.
We're being dead serious. We are being so dead
serious.
No we
joke,
have wanted to
no
battle
joke,
somebody
friend.
For so long. We wanted to battle
everybody
somebody
gets
for
scared,
so
though.
Long, but everybody's scared of us. So anybody listening, if matter of fact, B. Eric,
the
fact, Irvin, if y'all
Ryan
think y'all
Sweater,
can
it ain't gonna
take us
too much longer, man. No, we need it.
If y'all
we
think
can't
y'all
be
can
battling left and right city. That nigga put us in a headlock, yo. That nigga he did us like Damon did, Day Day and Craig. He like come here, and this nigga was, and he had us both choked under his armpits and his titties. I ain't doing that shit no more. No more man chest in my face.
No more man boob. I don't like man boob. It doesn't feel nice.
I couldn't.
It makes me uncomfortable. Man
and
boob
really
makes me uncomfortable.
Back.
I'm sorry. Man boob just makes me uncomfortable. I apologize. But yeah, you heard it right here. If you Ryan said Nico's punches would be physical though. No, my punches would not be physical. It would only be punches
you
in,
know what,
in rap.
Funny?
I promise.
That's why I told her I would never battle rap. I can't take the people with my see. She can wear the face. I can't. That's why I would never battle. Because I'm probably
would
hit somebody.
That's how we would make.
That's a fact.
We would make a good team. Because I hold it down for us. I would hold it down while you over there simmering, getting hot. I hold it down.
And I don't
want to
leave out Battle Coliseum. They do have an event coming this weekend. I don't want them to
February
think that 20th. February 20th, they have Ab Ease versus Zeus the God. Dutch Munch is in Montega versus New York. New York was talking shit to us the other day, wasn't he?
No, New York is cool people. No, he cool. He the homie.
Not
he cool
bad
people.
Shit. Like he was shooting the shit with him. I'm just saying like playful, not like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say his name if I really feel like it was an issue, because I don't acknowledge
cool
real
people.
Bullshit for it. Breezy cool Nice versus Cable Guy, Amazing D Boy versus Prob. Then they have Thin Flea versus Blake Winters. I've seen a lot of these people in the groups.
Yes,
so I can
I
say
have
that
too.
They are definitely pushing
the
shit.
I've seen a lot of them.
Kale versus Wally Dot. Did Fettuccine shout out to Wally Doc, no?
Yes, Wally Doc is golden. Ow. Everything golden. He golden squad.
So is he out of jail? Because I thought he said free Wally Doc last week.
He's home. So shout out to him. He's home.
Okay, well, welcome home, Wally Doc. Is that Sheffy versus Blue, and then Hallelujah Jones versus Maddie? Is that Maddie Waddy? Maddie Waddy? I don't want to say it wrong, Lord God.
I have no idea who
I've
that
only
is.
Seen
Maddie
a few
Waddy.
Of these people. I've seen the Dutch Battle. I've seen Really Nice. I've seen Ab Eve. I've seen Blake Winters, if my memory serves me correctly. And I think I've seen Hallelujah Jones. Oh, is that Pep? I'm sorry, I missed him. Pep versus Elo Stacks. I've seen them too. So,
Money Way.
Battle League. That's my home. Money Way. He is good people. Make sure you guys, if you're close to that one, check out that one. Shout out to Smart. So make sure you guys check out the events this weekend. It's a lot going on. I know it's a lot, and it's hitting y'all pockets. Niggas is smart. It's tax time. You niggas got that refund, so they gonna just let y'all burn up all y'all shit the first 3 months.
Money in y'all pockets. Just, I offer still stands, though.
No, for real. Anybody want to battle me and my Pam and Gina versus whoever, nigga, male versus
it don't
whatever.
Matter.
Come
we actually prefer if it was males. We prefer if they were males.
Yeah, because I ain't got time for no cheat guys. All they're going to do is talk about our coochies and who the fuck they think been in our coochies. So shout out to whatever.
Listen, if somebody's been in our coochies, they not believing. That's word to me. Like, stop
I
playing.
Can tell you
let
that.
Me stop
I can,
playing.
I can guarantee we got,
I got
the bottle.
The juice.
I got the juice.
Man.
Bottle
listen,
that shit and sell it.
It.
I send niggas back in tears sometimes if I cut them loose. And that is grand fact, my nigga. I hope this lets you know
so
right
the offer still stands. We want to battle two guys that think they can handle us. Nobody, but, I mean, if you think so, shout out to you. But the offer still stands. What else we got to talk about tonight, Gina?
I think that was it. I think that we touched on everything. Again, if we're going to just summarize really fast, because we kind of went on a tangent about Coochie Gang, but I guess at some point it needed to be addressed anyway. We definitely went on a tangent, but y'all love it anyway. Y'all
not
obsessed with everything. Yeah, they do, because they like to hear shit talking. That's all. Y'all love shit talking. Aside from that, we talked about the divide, and that's amongst leagues, groups, and movements. So I know for a fact there was a time when Unbiased was, like, probably the only group, and then it went from Unbiased to 750. I don't even think 750 is still around anymore. And then it went from Unbiased and 750 to Unbiased and Angry Fan. And then it was Unbiased and 750 and Angry Fan. And then you see how this is adding up, right? This is like, and these are all people that they all have the ability, if they all band together, to be a complete force. Unbiased has 10,000, though, so we're definitely not going to sleep on Unbiased.
Shout out to Unbiased.
That's home. That's a foundation for the bulk of these groups and bloggers. Shout out to Chris Unbiased. No shade to the other ones, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people definitely get they start fucking with Chris. You might not like what the man do, but you got to pay homage and give credit where credit is due. Got to respect it, because a lot of people wouldn't even have they start without Chris Unbiased and starting in Unbiased as a group. If people band together, the Coochie Gang is just a female sector of what can be a promotional guide for battle rap. We're not cutting off men by any means. It's just basically shedding light. It's like when people are like, oh, Black Lives Matter, no, fuck that, all lives matter. No, dummy, we're not saying that. We're just saying we would like to recognize what often gets ignored or neglected. We're not negligent to the fact that men support, but women do too, and we have we have to work harder to receive respect with our reps. So shout out to all females that support the culture, even if you're not down with the Coochie Gang movement. Bless you, but whatever. Fuck you, too.
You're not down with the Coochie Gang movement. Shoot yourself.
Hey, all that good shit. But the divide isn't necessary. I think that if everybody got on one accord, one, stop planning big events all in the same goddamn weekend, because even if everybody has the funds to go to each event, my nigga, they can't split themselves in 15 different fucking places. It's not happening.
Surely can't.
They physically can't be everywhere, even if they're if they have the finances to do it, because I'm not saying everybody don't got money. But I can't physically be in Brooklyn for 7 hours and then hop my ass over to whatever, Manhattan, for the same seven. It's not realistic. It's not happening. I can't do it. So, and I can't be eyes and ears everywhere. The leagues need to just get on one accord. I'm not saying don't have separate leagues. I just think that they need to have some type of understanding. Like, I'm having a big event here. If you can plan around it, if you want to have a big event the following week or the following day, I have not Saturday, you have your Sunday, but you can't have big events
all in the same weekend. It just definitely, I mean, because granted it's a competition and whatever, but I think it's battle rap needs unity in order to grow a little more before that game.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a little too much. So the groups we talked on, the movement we talked on, for all the pettiness in the groups that 40 spoke on her thing, I think that people need to grow up and have some integrity and respect themselves. That's about it. I kind of calmed down now. The night is winding down. I have to get up at 4 in the morning for work, so my energy will try. I have to give a personal shout-out to my brother who rests in heaven. His birthday is Saturday, so RIP El Juwan. It's love for me, baby, always, always. You always on my heart and my mind. I lost you too soon, so I count him in a different place. I appreciate everybody that called in and listened. We are making moves. If anybody wants to get down, shout out to Morgan Brittany. She is making her moves in Atlanta with her clothing line, BKA, which stands for better known as. Better known as a boss, better known as a go-getter, better known as a leader, better known as a motivator, better known as someone positive, better known as me. Like, I'm me. I'm better known as Jaquie. She's better known as Brittany. Nico is better known as Nico. Or we're better known as group collectively as Coochie Gang. We're better known as Pam and Gina. We're better known as No Filter, No Chill. Shout out to the movement. Please follow the brand on Instagram, Facebook, and her Twitter, better known as, and that's BTRKN. I think it's KNWNAS. That's what it is, better known as. And you can follow that. She has hoodie, all, like, nice lounge apparel. So shout out to the movement. Shout out to Houston Barco. They do have an event happening March, the first week of March, Wednesday, March 5th. It's going to be Scotty versus Bill Collecta, and then it's going to be a whole lot of other people. I'll talk more on it when the battle gets closer. So shout out to Southern Battle Rap. Shout out to B. Eric. We love you anyway, but Nico broke up with you, so you're single.
Shout out to B. Eric. His birthday is on Friday. So happy
His
birthday
is on
you.
Friday. So happy early
birthday.
Quarter, so he reaching OG
Whatever
status.
Century.
So shout out to B.
And
shout out to everybody
like
that shows up to Pam and Gina every week. Shout out to everybody that supports and understands Coochie Gang. And for those who don't, we are fully, like, all you have to do is ask.
If you don't understand, I feel
way.
Sorry for you. That's it. I feel sorry for you. You're dumb. Shut up. I feel sorry for
just
you.
Don't insinuate
I'm tired
or
of being
imply
nice.
Rudeness.
I'm tired
no,
of being
it's
nice.
Not even that. It's a way to ask. It's a way to talk to somebody. People have lost complete respect because they all are sitting at keyboards all goddamn day and think it's cute, but whatever. I'm all in support of my Nico Nicole. I am all in support of Ashcat. I'm all in support of Morgan Breen. I am all in support of myself. I'm all in support of anybody that supports and lift up battle rap, and they're not bringing negative energy to it. You can follow our Instagram at BRS Pam and Gina, and our Twitter, which is Pam_and_Gina. We post the shows there live now. So as soon as we post the link, it is on our Twitter. So that's probably the quickest way to get to the link if you don't see it on our personal Facebook pages. We do have a page, though, guys. We finally have it, so go like it. We'll be posting videos and blogs and all that stuff there as well. So you have many ways to reach us. You can follow my personal Instagram and Twitter at BKA_Jaquie, which is JAQUECE. My Facebook is Jaquie J. Police and battles. I want to give even the people that you put, I don't care about the tier status shit no more. There's no class with me. So if you send a battle, I'm not going to watch it right then. I ain't going to lie to you. Most likely I will let it sit for a minute, like a day or so. But I definitely would try and watch every battle that you send me. Please send me the new people, the newbies or the people that you think are making noise in your region. We're not just going to stay in the South or in the East Coast. I want to see everybody do everything that they want to do. I'm all for chasing your dream and trying to get at that bag. So shout out to the movement, Coochie Gang, Over Your Mother, and all that shit. I'm going to let Nico talk her shit at the end. Go, Nico, baby.
Mine is going to be short tonight. It ain't going to be that long. Y'all already know. Sheena gave the plugs already. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook because now we have all media outlets and we're trying to get our hotline blinging. So if you have Twitter, follow us, Pam_and_Gina. We're on Twitter. Like our page on Facebook, Pam and Gina, just regular Pam and Gina on Facebook, and then follow, obviously, our Instagram. You can follow me, I guess, if you'd like, my personal page. It's Nice Look Nico, Nice Look _Nico. And you can follow me on Facebook, Nico Nicole. I'm mostly on Facebook, so you can follow me there. And also make sure you set out the home league, the Trap New York. You got an event this Sunday, Chelsea Studios, Cold Caskets 2, Young X versus Aura, supposed to be pretty fire. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, like our page on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, the Trap New York, best developing small league in New York City. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
And oh, yeah, so
oh, and
shout out to
the weekend. Shout out to the World Report.
Shout out to the World Report. They are there with us. Shout out to Butterfly. See you, Butterfly. Shout out to the World Report. Y'all guys make sure you check out Born Legacy that is dropping. They said it's a PG on the 5th and the 6th. So PG on the 5th, the main card on the 6th. We're going to have more information soon. You can contact me and Nico for sure. We're going to be dropping promo stuff. We need feedback from fans, what y'all want to see. We're trying to put everything. It's about the fans more than anything. It wouldn't be alive without y'all and without us because we aren't just fans. We just have a more, like, visual voice than some people, and that's because we made sure we made our own lane. We focus on our own shit. But we are all for everything. We are all here to hear it. So if you have feedback, you have suggestions, you have anything you want to see, you want to hear, please, please, please connect with us via our Instagram, Twitter, or our Facebook. We are here to build.
Sorry we didn't
and
get
grow.
To everybody tonight. Sorry we didn't get to everybody to take calls tonight. We will take
yeah,
more calls next
about
week.
Us, so you know what? We make sure we listen to y'all all the time. Sometimes we just need to just let us talk our shit. So next week we're gonna make sure we have some guests and we're gonna be talking about some more juicy shit. As always, it's No Filter Radio. We have No Chill. As Coochie Gang Over Your Mother is better known as
and your baby mama.
Shout out to the brand and your baby mama and your best friend and that wolf pussy bitch that you mad about in the first goddamn place. And shout out to the World Report, shout out to the Tribe New York, shout out to Houston Barco and Southern Gotta Rap. Everybody be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be safe, and have fun and live life like you can and love everybody that loves you. And that's going to be it. Everybody have a good night.